I'm Matt Pike for Nathan Steedley with Ag News. The USDA's cattle on feed report showed on feed number placements and marketing were all down 2-3% this month. U.S. cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.4 million head on May 1st. April placements in feedlots totaled 1.61 million head, 3% below last year. Net placements were 1.56 million head. April's fed cattle marketings totaled 1.83 million head, 3% below last year. Other disappearances totaled 50,000. Head during April, 11% below 2024. USDA also released its cold storage report Friday, which showed total red meat supplies in freezers up 5% from the previous month, down 6% from last year. Total pounds of beef in freezers down 2% from the previous month, down 2% from last year. Frozen pork supplies were up 11% from the prior month. The USDA will purchase up to $67 million in fresh seafood, fruits, and vegetables from domestic producers to distribute to food banks and nutrition assistance programs across the country. These purchases are being made through Section 32 of the Agriculture Act of 1935, will assist producers and communities in need. Fiscal year to date, USDA has provided more than $600 million in purchases, all of which benefit the Charitable Feeding Network. These purchases deliver healthy and nutritious American commodities to individuals and families in need, said Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. USDA is proud to support those in need by providing access to the safest and highest quality fresh fruits, vegetables, and seafood in the world. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service will purchase $20 million in Atlantic groundfish, $14 million in canned pears, $3 million in sweet cherries, $14 million worth of Great Northern beans, and $16 million in Pacific pink shrimp.
I'm Nathan Steedley. The fate of the Farm Bill improvements now rests with the fate of the president's one big beautiful tax and spending bill and whether it survives Senate changes to the House passed version. It's the biggest question surrounding the one big beautiful Trump bill on which the fate of much needed farm bill improvements depend, such as better price support triggers, crop insurance help, and tax breaks. Iowa Senator, farmer, and former Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley has at least a partial answer.
Will there be a lot of differences? I don't think on the basic tax provisions there will be.
Big Senate changes to the House bill, including on the state and local tax exemption, or SALT, a tax break, and the Biden green energy tax breaks, as well as on Medicaid spending cuts, could imperil the bill on its return to the House. As for the bill's farm bill pieces, limited to taxes and spending.
Does it weaken the chance of getting the rest of the five-year farm bill done? And yet I know in the big, beautiful bill that it takes care of some of the immediate problems that farmers have with the increased cost of production and the lesser protection that the 2018 Farm Bill gives farmers.
House Ag Democrats have threatened not to cooperate later on farm bill issues that can't be included in the tax and spending bill. Separately, Grassley says repeal of the death tax is unlikely in the bill.
The House has improved it. And I think we should be satisfied with that improvement. Back in 2010 or 11, I voted a couple times to do away with the estate tax. And I suppose if I had a chance to do it again, I'd do it. But right now, I don't think that's realistic.
Given the more important tax issues to deal with and the House bill's boost to $15 million from $7 million now, the estate tax exemption for single filers and double for married couples.
The European Union won a pause from President Donald Trump's threatened 50% tariffs. However, Reuters said it's not certain yet how the EU will push for a beneficial trade deal while Washington pushes for steeper EU concessions. After a conference call with the EU Commission President, Trump restored the July 9th deadline to allow talks between the US and the 27 member nations to produce a trade agreement. The EU Commission oversees the trade policy for the bloc and said the call from Trump added new motivation to the negotiations that the two presidents agreed to put on a fast track. There wasn't a lot of indication of what, if any, progress was made during the phone call towards clearing a path towards a negotiated solution. The EU wants a deal beneficial to both sides that could include moving to zero tariffs on industrial goods and the EU buying more U.S. soybeans. Outbreaks of bird flu in mammals doubled in 2024, with other diseases spreading and putting more humans at risk, says a new report on animal health. First assessment published by the World Health Organization for Animal Health revealed animal diseases were migrating into unaffected areas. Half of these have animal-to-human potential. In 2023, there were 459 outbreaks of bird flu recorded in mammals, but that number climbed to 1,022 across 55 countries a year later. The expanding animal trade and a 5% reduction in livestock vaccinations between 2020 and 2022 contributed to the rise. The spread, prevalence, and impact of infectious animal diseases is changing, bringing new challenges for agriculture and food security, human health and development, and natural ecosystems. More than 630 million birds have been culled across two decades during bird flu outbreaks. While the risk to humans remains low, more mammalian species that become infected, such as cattle, cats, and dogs, the greater risk of transmission to humans. That's Ag News. I'm Matt Pike. These stories and more, see JosephPost.com.